5MU, Prink Floyd. Prink Freud.
Prink Freud.
Cancelled. Off he pops. There we go. Let's walk away. Pink Floyd and another brick in the wall. Hello. It is Adam Connolly here with you. Jenny Lenman is just there. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I couldn't resist. I know you meant to sort of introduce the person before they start making noises.
Here's the thing. Before we get into Ask Up and Adam, here's the thing. All the rules of radio, this is really important to remember. If you're a programmer listening to this, all the rules of radio, completely made up.
All of the rules of radio.
Even just silences.
That gave me a heart attack.
All of them are just made up and don't need to be. I mean, they're just there because it's probably for the best.
It's because of tradition.
Right.
That's and one of my bugbears. I appreciate the value of tradition in some contexts.
Right.
It's nice to have things that you get excited about.
But sometimes Jenny just wants to see the world burn, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes tradition is stupid.
Right. Welcome to Iconoclasts. Like the news is at the top of the hour. It's at 8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock news is at 8 o'clock. It could be at 10 past 8. There's no rule to say it,
13 minutes past 8.
Could be. There's no rule to say not. But we put it at the o'clock so everyone knows what time it is.
Structure's important.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, this is Ask Up and Adam Anything Day. Jenny and I will answer any question you wish to ask. And we're doing the first one today. I have a question here, Jenny.
Oh, okay, yep.
Hi, Adam and Jenny. I love your show. This is from Sally.
Thank you, Sally. Love your name too.
Adam.
It was my favourite name when I was a little girl.
Is that true?
Yep.
Great. That wasn't asked, but thank you for offering. Adam, you always time your talking perfectly during the beginning of a song. You quite often finish speaking just before the lyrics commence. That's called talking to the post.
Yes.
Sally. And I bloody love it.
It's nice that you noticed.
Thank you. Do you have a countdown on your computer until the lyrics start, or is it just that you know the song so well? It is a bit of both. There is a countdown.
There's a countdown, and it's very clever in our Zeta system because it's colour-coded too.
Yes. It sometimes throws me, actually.
Like,
what do you mean there's 20 seconds of the song left? Oh, no, there's 20 seconds of the intro left. You know how it counts.
When that first started, that really freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah, right. So there is a countdown.
Yep, yep.
In fact, the next song is Diana Ross and the Supremes. It runs for 2 minutes and 45 seconds and has a 20-second introduction. I know this because I can read.
Mm.
Right? So we have
Humble brag.
But also, you got to get your brain to think what is about 20 seconds worth of words and then make it fit 20 seconds. So it's a little bit of skill and a little bit of a computer telling you what to do.
There was a bit of a bizarre question asked of us, wasn't there?
Yes. Robert asks, do aliens walk amongst us? Then Mark jumped on and said, great question. Robert said, Mark, thanks. Can't wait for A and J's answers.
Okay.
We're A and J.
Do aliens walk among us?
Unless, of course, they are them, our overlords.
Yeah. Worship us.
Right.
Not that you'd worship an alien necessarily.
But, you know, why not? Do you think aliens walk amongst us? Do you think there's life on other planets and they might have reached out?
Nah.
You don't?
I reckon there'd have to be life on other planets.
Right. Intelligent life?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Just getting about their business?
Yeah, I reckon.
I subscribe to the theory that before you figure out how, you know, like civilizations rise and they fall, and there's a pattern, and evolution does that too, and then there's extinction. Before we figure out how to get to planets far, far, far away quickly, we're probably going to blow ourselves up. So we're never going to know.
Oh.
Happy breakfast, guys. Secret sound, $190 tomorrow.
We got another question in the Messenger.
Great.
On Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. Hang on, give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've lost it.
You're not ready? Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, it's the first one. Let's make a good impression.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Sam.
Sam. Good on you, Sam.
Who draws this short straw?
This is going very well. Really well.
I'm feeling way too relaxed.
Mm.
All right. Who draws the short straw and has to program the music for midnight to dawn?
Right. It's neither of us.
No.
It's a guy called Simon.
Yeah. Simon Says.
Yep. And
therefore
he does.
We do.
He's the music director for the what we call the Adult Hits Stream, which is a bunch of stations in the network, and he programs all the music.
Yeah.
His name's Simon. He lives on the Gold Coast.
Sometimes I'm a bit cheeky and I move things around a little bit.
Shh. Don't tell Simon. Simon didn't say. You're out.
He also asks, your favourite songs, the one you turn up the studio speakers to max volume.
Oh,
do you have any?
Good question. I love Casey and the Sunshine Band's Boogie Shoes.
Oh, that's a good
one. I like that song. That gets me going in the morning. And a few others.
I like Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Yep, very good.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Because apparently the women who sung, they just said, just go. Just do your magic. Do something.
Right.
And it came out beautifully. Right. It was amazing. And Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits. That's a good one. Right. I know Shirley loves that one. Anything Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Twin it up.
Right. Very good. You hearing that, Simon? Anyway. Trevor asks, when can we expect you both on OnlyFans?
Is that that one where they do porn?
I mean, yes. It's not essential.
Okay.
It's not essential for you to do the porns, okay?
All right.
To be on the OnlyFans. OnlyFans was started so that celebrities, mostly minor celebrities, could pay, like a Patreon. Do you know Patreon?
Right.
Let you buy, have a monthly subscription and you'd receive different bits, maybe a podcast, maybe a signed photo or something like that. And it ended up deregulating the adult industry.
Right.
But
that's right, because they were they were going to get rid of all that adult content.
And then they realised how much money they made.
And they said, oh, actually, big mistake. Let's put it back.
It's 95% of what we do. I don't think...
I mean, there's lots of people with foot fetishes out there, Adam.
It's true.
Get them out.
What do you reckon?
Get them out for spring.
Let me show them.
Oh, wow. You're really going to do it. Okay.
I mean, is that worth it?
Oh, wow.
I don't think it is.
Oh, my.
That's quite a foot, isn't
it? Need a little lie down.
Right. Yeah, right. That is... That's just a foot, right there. Well, it's bigger. It's slightly larger. Size 13. But
I don't think it's going to happen. Sorry.
No, that's not. I don't reckon that's worthy of.
Put it away.
That might not be enough. I'll put it up on Instagram and see how we go. All right. Let's take a photo. All right. That is Ask Adam and Jenny today. All right. Sound good?
Yeah.
Did we do it? Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, now I've got to talk to the end of this. This is Diana Ross and the Supremes, right?
14 seconds to go.
16 past 8 on this, your Tuesday edition. We'll find out what's happening in your overnight headlines next. But first, Rosso and the Supremos, Reflections, up and Adam on 5MU. Boom!